It's the WEOL Morning Show, where we're going scouting. Or mushing. I'm not quite exactly sure which direction this will go, but we shall find out. We have with us Mihaela Riley, who is a volunteer with the Boy Scouts. And what is the district that your Boy Scout area covers, Mihaela?
The Heart of Ohio Council covers 9 counties.
And we see that Lorain County obviously is one of those because...
Oh, absolutely.
At your recognition dinner coming up this Saturday, you will honor a number of people from Lorain County. Tell us what the recognition dinner is for.
It is to honor those volunteers and, of course, our Eagle Scouts for the year of 2015. We have lots of nominations that come in from volunteers. The awards are given to volunteers that have done an outstanding job in working with the boys and the scouts. And we really wanted to say thank you. And this is just a small way to say thanks for all your hard work.
Do you have some volunteers who have been doing that work for a long, long time?
Oh, yes. Yes. We have two that were, that we'll be honoring that has been in 65 years and 40. And I also have been in almost 45 years. So it's a dedication that once you're in scouting, you're always in scouting.
Mihaela, what got you involved?
I had two boys that wanted to become Cub Scouts, and I went to one of those famous meetings of School Night for Scouting, and I got hooked, and I've been there ever since.
Well, you must have attended a lot of Pinewood Derbies in your time, I suppose.
Oh, yes. I love Pinewood Derbies. It just gives me the thrill to see those boys, their creation and their ideas, and all the work that they do, and to see the smile on their faces, even if their car doesn't come in first or second, it's just the idea that they're there participating and having fun.
Well, over that time, you've probably seen a lot of changes take place in scouting. How would you describe scouting in 2016, someone who hasn't been
familiar? Oh, wow. We just launched a new program last year, and I can just see scouting growing and growing. It's a program that when a boy comes in, I call a little tiger cub. It's a program that will instill values and help them through their whole lives. It's just a program that is valuable.
When you speak of tiger cubs, I get the honor, I put that in quotes a little bit, of giving tours to young tiger cubs who come through. There's a area of a badge related to communications or how information travels. So we'll get Cub Scout packs coming in on different tours, and it's always interesting to see what they have. They kind of remind me of myself when I was younger. They're a lot of the same things that they're interested in, but it's always fun to see the maturity or the growth that takes place in the scouting, too.
So. Well, I always say little boys are like sponges. They just want to experience everything in life.
Right. Well, and those the den masters have their hands full sometimes. When you get enough of those 7-year-olds together, the key is trying to keep them in line, and they can understand the fact that they need to be orderly, and they go to different locations to visit and see different things. But you have a special visitor coming to this dinner. Tell me about that.
Oh, Matt Fahler. Matt is from Mansfield, and he's also an Eagle. And I got to know about Matt through Peggy and Brian Biesacker, which is also a big part of my committee. And they suggested that we include Matt into our program this year. And so that's what we did. They contacted Matt, and we had a coin made, especially for the Eagles that attend the dinner. And he took that on his sled clear through the race, even though he was injured. I'm looking so forward to just sitting down and saying thank you to Matt. He's just a great person, and we're very proud that we're going to have him at our dinner.
We want to mention that Matt did the Iditarod this past season here with his own team of dogs. 11
yes.
days, 18 hours, 54 minutes, and 45 seconds. But, Bruce, who's counting once you get down to seconds? 11 days. How about that?
Isn't that great? And with an injury. and which I was on pins and needles because Peggy would call me and say, Mihaela, he's here, he's there, and how's his leg? And we were just very proud that to name our Eagle class after him this year. And when I found out that he's going to be at our dinner, I was just really thrilled. I just think it's a great thing that he's playing it forward. He's coming back to honor another class of Eagles along with him and tell them all about his life. I think it's great. Those that are not attending the meeting is going to miss it. It's going to be great.
It kind of gives an indication of sort of the future beyond scouting. Sometimes when you get to a certain level in scouting, and you think, okay, now how do I use these skills in life? What do they teach me? This kind of gives a different indication of where things can go for somebody.
Oh, right. I mean, I'm sure he went on a lot of winter campouts. He knew how to dress, and his love for his animals is just outstanding.
Well, it's always neat to see what happens to scouts. And as you mentioned, being in it for so long, you've probably seen grown adults who may come back to you and say, I remember when, or thanks for the advice, or being there as a volunteer. It shows a little bit of payback for you, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I have so many friends in scouting. I call them my scouting family. If I need something, I know exactly who to call. When I'm planning a training session, I have no problems. I just put the call out, and people just say, Mihaela, I can help this week, or I can help that week. It's a great program. Once you're in and you get to know the people, you will stay.
Because you're always looking for volunteers and new scouts. What is the time that new scouting begins for someone?
Scouting can start any time. They can come in as a Tiger. They can even come in as a Boy Scout or join our Venturing or Explorer group. Scouting is for all ages, including adults. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there to learn and to enjoy. There isn't a time that I'm not with a bunch of scouters that I don't learn something new or a new program, a new way to do something. It's exciting to me.
Well, people can find out more about the recognition dinner as well as scouting and what's up with the Heart of Ohio Council. It is heartofohiocouncil.org. Our guest today again, Mihaela Riley, thank you for sharing the time and volunteering for all those years with scouting.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks.